In northeastern Iran today, dozens of runaway train cars carrying fuel and industrial chemicals derailed, setting off explosions that killed scores and possibly hundreds of people. Iran's official news agency says hundreds more were hurt and five villages were destroyed. Dan DeLuce, a reporter for the British newspaper The Guardian, is in Tehran. What more do you know about this disaster?
Well, at the moment, there are reports of firefighters struggling to put out the flames that are rising from the wreckage of the train. State television is showing images of the blaze now still raging, and plumes of black smoke are rising in the air. And among those killed are some of the firefighters who are trying to put out the fire. At the moment, the casualty toll is changing by the hour. The latest report has the death toll at least 60 people, and with hundreds injured, and the authorities are saying that they expect the casualty toll to rise. The other thing is that the nature of the freight train was carrying is causing concern. The train was carrying fertilizer, sulfur products, fuel, and other types of industrial chemicals.
The accident involved industrial chemicals, including sulfur. Any word on whether there's been widespread contamination in the area?
There is no word yet, and that is clearly going to be in the minds of the local authorities in the Khorasan province. At the moment, there are reports that there are emergency teams now just trying to injure those that were actually injured in the explosion itself. That clearly they're going to have serious public health concerns as they enter the next day.
There were some reports that earth tremors might have set the train cars in motion.
That's right, which it's unclear what caused the freight train to sort of break loose, but this is a very earthquake-prone country, and tremors are very common in every region, and common in that region, which is around Mashhad. And, of course, not long ago in December, there was the terrible earthquake in the southeast in Bam, which killed more than 40,000 people.
Tell me more about that region of Iran. What is there?
Well, it's a poor area in some parts, especially in the rural areas, and it's also a destination for Islamic pilgrims. It's a very important holy site for Shia Muslims in Mashhad, and so you have a lot of travel back and forth, not only along the roads, but also along those train tracks. So it could disrupt the travel of pilgrims to that region.
Dan DeLuce, a reporter for The Guardian in Tehran.